Chapter 3.
No, you are not to fret. I know exactly what has you looking so concerned.
Eddie patted her hand.
Money is not an issue. I will spare no expense to make my vision come to life.
You may trust his word, ma'am. Eddie will provide you with all the funds that you need. Pamela blinked woodenly up at the tall man.
How insufferably rude of me,
Eddie said.
Pamela, let me present you to my assistant, James Ridgewood. James, this is our much-esteemed interior designer, Pamela Gray.
A pleasure to meet you, ma'am. James took her hand in a firm, dry grip. Eddie slapped his palms against his thick thighs.
I can hardly contain my excitement. Now that you have seen the marvelous fountain, tell me, Pamela, what do you think?
What do I think? Pamela stalled by repeating the question. She and Eddie were sitting beside each other on one of the faux marble benches that surrounded the now silent fountain. Because of the author's girth, the bench that would normally have held 3 or even 4 people was full, so James stood beside them. Pamela looked helplessly from Eddie's sparkling eyes up to James, who returned her gaze with the steady, attentive expression of a schoolboy. No help there, she realized. James had bought into the decorating disaster, too.
Yes, what do you think of fashioning the centerpiece of my home after this fountain?
Pamela studied Eddie carefully. The big man wasn't pretending. Unfortunately, this wasn't a joke. He really wanted the wretched thing. She cleared her throat and took a deep breath before plunging into her answer. It is definitely an unusual idea. Eddie and James nodded their heads in enthusiastic agreement. I do, however, have some initial concerns. First, she gestured at the enormous water fiasco. The size. If I remember correctly, you said your home was roughly 12,000 square feet. That is, of course, a spacious home, but I'm afraid that even an estate of that size cannot accommodate...